This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers want to ban anyone who oversees elections from making false statements related to voting. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill was introduced 2 days after the top election official in Mesa County was charged with multiple felonies after allegedly tampering with her county's voting equipment. Matt Crane heads the Bipartisan County Clerks Association.
It was important for the public, for Coloradans, to hear from the County Clerks Association, from our folks, that we won't stand for this kind of thing. Insider threats have no place in our elections, and it undermines public confidence.
The measure requires counties to store voting equipment in a secure area only accessible by key card and under constant video surveillance. It also adds more training for election workers and clerks, whistleblower protections, as well as increasing the penalty if someone is found guilty of a security breach. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A High Mountain Colorado plant was identified as a distinct species recently. Its new name, the funky thistle. Botanist Jennifer Ackerfield of the Denver Botanic Gardens collected the reference plant on the rocky slopes of Mount Sherman. She says it looks alien.
You're up in the alpine tundra, where most of the plants are these tiny little things. And then here's this giant thistle coming out of nowhere. It's like, I don't care. I don't care that we're in the alpine and it's super cold. I'm going to be giant.
She says it's possible that the prickly plant with yellow flowers was first discovered and named by indigenous people. In the 1800s, it was mislabeled by botanists and has since been mistaken until now. This is CPR News and KRCC.